Sugar is a brand new series on Apple TV Plus. And I don't know how to talk about this, so this might be one of our shortest podcasts ever. But I want you to watch this.
Thanks very much, everybody.
And there is so little I can say about this because the show goes places that I wasn't expecting, and it goes to fantastic places, and it completely undermines what it is in episode one by the time you get to episode seven. But it is a great, great thing. I will say it is a Noah in the style that we don't really get anymore. And Colin Farrell is channeling his best Marlowe and Spade in present day Los Angeles. And the story starts off being very straightforward. He is this go-to private investigator, and he is hired by James Cromwell to find his missing granddaughter. And it's like all of those classic Noah stories. That's how the show begins. And then it goes places. And I don't know. You are not done with the series, Bahe. You've only seen four episodes.
I'm nowhere near done, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
But already, as I was making my way through those episodes, even when I hit episode four, there is so much in every single episode.
Oh, yeah.
And the way it is shot and the way it is filmed. And we interviewed the creators and we interviewed Colin Farrell and Kirby, who is in the show. And I kept talking about how the show felt like jazz. Like the way the show was cut felt musical. It didn't feel like this templated film noir or detective story that we've seen so many times. There was a real rhythm and music to it. And that in itself is exciting. And I haven't even gotten to the plot yet.
It's not even just another detective series. The way it is cut, the way it is told, makes it so exciting. There's a bit in the beginning where there's essentially two conversations that you're following. Colin Farrell with Kirby, who is his manager slash handler, and Colin Farrell with James Cromwell. And essentially what is happening is Colin Farrell is recounting his meeting with Cromwell to his handler, Ruby. But the way it is cut, it is almost like you're going back and forth between the conversations. It doesn't feel like a flashback. It doesn't feel like a gimmick because the camera is on Farrell. He's talking about something. And then when it cuts back the other way, he's talking to James Cromwell. So the conversations are always, it always feels like you're jumping in between conversations or getting out of conversations late. And all of that coupled with the way it is shot, it's relaxed, but it's purposeful. Nothing is overly fancy, but everything's beautiful.
But also the tropes that it uses from Noah is not just being used because they want to make a Noah show. All of it has an explanation. Yes, there's a voiceover narration, but there's a reason for it. It's not just a voiceover narration because, hey, the movies in the past used to do it.
Because you expect a noir movie to have your lead character doing a narration.
Correct. Colin Farrell is a private investigator in Los Angeles. Hey, Los Angeles is where Hollywood is, and so he's obsessed with film, and you don't know why yet, Bahe, but all of this plays a part. And so the TV series also cuts to clips from classic noir movies. It's kind of fed into the show as punctuation.
Yes, but they're also using it as mood. Like when Colin Farrell is driving down the LA highway, suddenly it'll cut to a footage of 1970s Los Angeles. You go like, why are we here? Because it's mood.
The series opens with this black and white sequence in Tokyo.
Ah, you dirty boy.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful.
Look, I will say this. I will say this, right? As much as we're probably not doing a great job telling you what the show is about.
You don't need to know anything. It's just great.
I will say, Sugar drops on Friday, April the 5th. They'll drop two episodes. If you're not excited by the end of that second episode, it's okay lah. Then you're definitely not the market for this TV show. Because if by that second episode, you're not excited by what they're doing, by what this new version of a TV show is, then maybe the rest isn't for you, lah.
This is the very definition of grown-up television. It is a magnificent story that is told in the best possible narrative way with great performances, fantastic writing, and a mystery that feels genuine. Like, If you've seen any of the classic noir shows, whether it's a movie or a TV show, or even if you've read the books, there is a standard procedural element to it where things begin to really go to shit for our hero. Like, it starts off with something simple. It always starts off with something like a woman wanting him to track her husband who may or may not be having an affair. And then suddenly all kinds of crazy things happen. It descends into real chaos. Yeah. Suddenly the mob is involved. There's drug running. There's murder. There's mystery. Like, there's always an escalation.
What I always love about it is that the escalation isn't caused by the detective.
No. He seems to be someone who is just caught in something that is way over his head.
Yes, right? It's Jack Nicholson in Chinatown, right? It's Humphrey Bogart in Maltese Falcon, right? It's this like...
And I'm glad you mentioned that because essentially when the show starts, that's the plot line. It's Chinatown.
It's Chinatown. Yeah, actually, yes.
It is.
But then just like how Chinatown is actually about water rights in Los Angeles.
Correct.
And Hollywood and all these things. This is probably going to end up being more than just some Hollywood producer's missing granddaughter.
Oh, you have no idea, my friend.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Also, all of that aside, you will want to watch this for one reason and one reason alone.
Colin Farrell?
He is so fucking cool in this.
He is so cool, dude. I kept asking myself, like, when did I stop thinking Colin Farrell was cool and sexy and hot? Was it when he was Bullseye in Daredevil?
Maybe.
Was it when he was doing The Banshees of Inisherin, which is fairly new, I admit? I thought he was cool and sexy in Bruges. But like, when did I stop thinking he was? You know what I mean?
He's always been an absolutely fantastic actor. Because all of his roles have been so different. And he's the kind of actor that really gets into it. I mean, you don't have to look any further than Penguin, where I don't believe it's just the makeup that makes him completely unrecognizable. I think it's the performance. There are a lot of actors we know, even when they're buried under layers of makeup, you can tell who they are.
Yes.
In The Batman, Colin Farrell completely loses himself to that character. And yet again, even in Sugar, there is no makeup. In that sense, he's not wearing a fat suit. He's not doing anything. He looks like Colin Farrell, but he's completely lost himself into this Sam Spade-esque character in modern day Los Angeles. And it's so cool. He is just cool.
He is so cool. Also, I'm sorry. I was being a jerk. Colin Farrell has not stopped working since 1999, dude.
He has constantly been putting out stuff.
I'm looking at his filmography on Wikipedia, and every year... Since 1999, he's had a thing out. At least one thing out. In 2003, he had five things out. Six things out. Wow, this guy doesn't stop working. And here I was like, oh, it's nice to see him back again.
He never went away, my friend.
He never went away. I just stopped paying attention. Yeah.
I don't know what else we can say. I mean, I will say this. Sugar is the kind of show that I love to watch on television. It feels like it was made by grown-ups for a grown-up audience. It feels like it's telling a cool story in an interesting new way. I think there are a lot of TV shows out there that we do like that maybe don't pay as much attention to the way they are telling that story. The story may be interesting, the performances may be great, but what makes Sugar stand out for me is the way that it's shot, the way the music plays into it, the way it kind of fits into a time and a place, and in this case, Los Angeles. Like, it is such... It is so cliche to say Los Angeles is a character in this show, but it really is. And I think the people who are making this understand the city and how it plays into these stories. And like the best noirs that we used to watch growing up. And yes, a lot of it is a cheat, right? Because we have seen LA Confidential and we love that movie and we know James Cromwell is in it. It is such an easy casting cheat to get us invested in this by having James Cromwell in it. But it really works and it delivers on that front.
For me, this was probably the first film, TV show, piece of fiction that I've seen that has used the lead actor narration thing and not used it as a gimmick, where it's felt natural, right? Like, people have used it as a joke. People have done it when they're doing a special noir episode, right? It's black and white. They play soft jazz in the background. And Sugar does all of that, maybe not in black and white, but it's never felt unnatural. It never felt like a joke. It never felt like a gimmick. It always felt like, oh yeah, of course, Colin Farrell's John Sugar is going to be listening to jazz. Of course, Colin Farrell's John Sugar's going to be narrating to himself, because reasons that you'll find out in episode 3. For me, it's this. It's two things. One, if you like adult television, you should watch Sugar. And because they're dropping 2 episodes of Sugar on April 5th, if you don't like it after the second episode, I go, okay, then this show's not for you. But I feel like if you are listening to us talk this long, I think this show's going to be for you.
I feel like if you are a follower of Goggler and been listening to us for this long, then you will definitely appreciate a show like this.
Correct.
It's definitely going to be one of my favorite shows of 2024, hands down. And I'm sure when Bahe reaches the end of episode 6, he is going to feel the same way too.
Oh, yeah.
Might be episode 6, might be episode 7. I can't remember now. I saw it a while ago.
Shut your mouth, boy.
Just please finish watching it, lah.
Okay, I will.
Faster. After we finish recording this podcast, you go and watch it.
Okay. Can. I feel better now.
I feel better that I've been able to talk about it and I put it out into the world.
Yes.
But now I just want people to go and watch this show because...
So we can talk to more people about it.
Yes. And you know what? It is a weekly release. Watch it week to week.
Watch it week to week, guys. I'm sorry. Absolutely do not binge this. Do not do this show a disservice by binging it. You need the time.
Bahe and I binged it because we have to do so for work. I had to do interviews. Bahe has to record this podcast with me. We've got to do a review. All of that stuff. But given the opportunity, given the chance, I would watch it week to week only because I know there's all this buildup and it reaches this real interesting place at the end of episode 8. But there is so much that happens in every episode that it's enough. I think the problem with a lot of these Netflix shows and a lot of these binge shows is not enough happens in those episodes. And that's why it leaves you on a cliffhanger and you are compelled to watch the next one because you've already forgotten most of what happens in the preceding hour.
It's eating popcorn, right? It's just empty sweetness. It's, I'm not completely satisfied, but I can't stop eating.
Yes.
But here's the thing. This is why I haven't seen more. It's because I knew I was going to record this. And I was like, 4 episodes is enough. I want to watch it week on week. This is why I haven't caught up on Shogun. I keep forgetting to watch it because I want to watch it week on week.
I just say binge it, Bahe, because we have so many other things to watch the review. So you might as well get this one out of the way. Because trust me, we've got the sympathizer coming up. We've got a whole bunch of great stuff to watch.
I've dropped out of the regime, not because I didn't like it, because I just didn't have the time.
Same.
I want to go back to that.
Only about 2 or 3 episodes into the regime. The regime. But I haven't actually finished watching it.
Anyway, yes, please don't binge Sugar, right? Look at Colin Farrell. Look at that beautiful man. You want to stretch that out over 6 weeks, man. Come on,
guys. At least.
Yeah, at least. He looks good in a suit.
Watch Sugar when it drops on Apple TV Plus this Friday. Watch the first 2 episodes. We promise you are going to be hooked and wanting more. Let us know what you think. GogglerMY, all of our social media feeds. You can also email us on podcast@goggler.my or send us a WhatsApp on the Goggler hotline, 012-524-5208. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Goggler Podcast.